So how are we out there today?
Good day. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that was our best practice of the first seven. And you'd expect that. You'd hope for that as you go through the progression. You clean things up and get better and better with your execution, with your assignments, all that type of stuff. And so it was an excellent day. A lot of playmakers out there. We got guys making plays all over the place, which is both sides of the ball, which is a good thing.
It looked like Keenan Johnson made plays again today.
Sure did.
Is he having a good spring?
He's made plays from day one. He was a great addition to our football team and has really helped solidify that secondary.
How's the secondary overall with some guys kind of sliding into some newer positions this spring?
Solid. We've got, if we were to play right now, it would be Zamaya Vaughn on the outside and Keenan Kennan at the other corner with Smith Snowden inside at the nickel. And then Teo Johnson on the field as the safety, the second safety spot. There's a good battle going on for that right now.
Who's the battle between?
It would be A.K. Gilman, it would be Nate Ritchie, and John O'Hall. All three of those guys are playing.
Pretty good problem to have, isn't it?
It is. It is. And we're going to add another really good safety in the summertime that's due to come in June. That'll help bolster that group as well.
How about your linebacker spot right now?
Decimated right now. We lost four linebackers on Saturday. Now, nothing that's going to impact long term, but we had four guys missing today. And so the silver lining to that is it gave a lot of guys that haven't been getting many reps a chance to show what they can do. Really like Kanai Lopes, the freshman kid. He's going to be a really good one.
What do you like about him?
Tall, athletic, great change of direction, great burst. Good body position. He's very natural for a linebacker.
Saw something out there we haven't seen a lot of, a big-time contested catch from Dorian Singer. Yeah, how's his spring been?
It's been great when he's been out here. He missed a chunk of time. He started out with us, had a little tweak in the hamstring. He's back now. And when he's out there, it gives us a different complexion in the throw game.
Does he give you that true wide receiver one?
Well, between him and Money Parks, yes, both those guys are playing really well. And Zipper, and Daedrin Zipper is really starting to make a move.
Urban Meyer was talking about how you guys are one of the toughest programs. How do you kind of instill that toughness in your program?
It's a daily thing. You do it every day. Your demands, your expectations, how you handle yourself body language-wise in the weight room. I mean, it's a cumulative effect, and everybody is on board and bought into the fact that that's what we want to be as the mentally and physically toughest team in the country. That's our goal now, whether we attain it or not, but that's what we're striving for.
How would you assess your defensive ends so far this spring?
Defensive ends, the ones that are out there, again, are doing well. We got four or five on the shelf that are not being able to get reps, but we think that position should be a very strong suit for us come fall. One of the strongest on the team, maybe the deepest position on the team.
Would you say you're going on a limb to say that this is the best spring practice you guys have had so far? What is it? Is it the toughness? Is it the fact that the guys are catching on to the scheme? Like, what is it that makes it the best one so far?
All the above. Mistakes have been cut down. The playmaking is up on both sides of the ball. Fundamentals and technique are getting better. Buying into the the importance of body language. That's been a big theme of ours this spring, is body language, and our guys really put into that.
Does it appear Brandon Rose has taken a step forward this spring?
It does. He's taken another step forward. There's a great battle going on between him and Isaac Wilson right now for that number two spot, the number two QB spot. And they're both competing extremely well, and be interesting to see what happens these last seven reps.
What are you seeing from Brandon that maybe you didn't see last fall when he got back?
More confidence, more command of the offense, better decision-making, better job just running the huddle, just being that, what you want out of a QB, being a leader out there.